All the problems started with the damn army telling the Indians where they had to live. She looked quickly at Kate. Sorry for the cussing. I won't faint from a word, Jesse. She had heard of the Indian troubles, but it seemed very much like the war with the South, something that didn't really affect her. Suddenly, it seemed much more important. Is there fighting around here?
Not yet, Jesse said, her expression darkening. But with more and more settlers coming all the time, moving farther into Indian land, I don't know.
The Indians we saw on the trail seemed friendly, shy mostly.
Seems as if there ought to be enough room out here for everybody.
Jesse smiled and touched Kate's hand lightly.
Come on, let's walk some more, and I'll show you where the auction will be.
Kate was filled with questions, one tumbling out after the other, and Jesse answered good-naturedly as they strolled from corral to corral or rested beneath the shade trees when the heat became too much. They didn't notice the sun starting to set until a brisk breeze caused Kate to shiver slightly and pull her crocheted shawl tightly around her shoulders.
Lord, Kate, it's later than I thought.
Looking up at the sky, Jesse was amazed that she had lost track of time. That was something she never did.
You should be getting back.
Oh, no, there's so much more I want to know. Plus, she added impulsively, I'm having too much fun. Jesse laughed, twirling her hat between her long, graceful fingers.
So am I. But won't your parents worry?
Probably, Kate sighed. Despite the fact that I'm 18 and quite capable of looking after myself.
I expect you are, Jesse said seriously. But this isn't Boston. Young women can't be out wandering after dark. I'll take you home.
And I suppose you're quite safe? Kate retorted. I'm not a child, and I'm quite as capable as you. Why is it that you can walk about, and I can't? The sudden storm threatening in Kate's eyes brought Jesse to a halt.
Kate, she said softly, I'm not like you. There isn't a man in this town who would try to take advantage of me.
Kate blushed, understanding her meaning and feeling foolish for not realizing that Jesse had only been thinking of her safety. It had nothing to do with her age, and much more to do with the gun on Jesse's thigh. I'm sorry, she said swiftly. Jesse shook her head.
No need. Now, let's get you home. Where is it?
At the other end of town, near the South Fork. The day was fading as they walked, the last golden rays slanting over the rough boards and irregular angles of the buildings, bathing the town in a warm glow. The mountains, capped by a deep purple and deep pink sky, created a backdrop more beautiful than any painting Kate had ever seen. Townspeople making their way home and cowboys lounging on the sidewalks nodded as they passed. With Jesse striding confidently beside her, Kate realized that she had never felt so free and yet so secure. She wanted to take Jesse's arm, as she often took John Emery's when they were out, but something held her back. Jesse was quite unlike anyone she had ever met, and Kate was very aware that she felt far different walking with Jesse than she ever had with John. She'd never passed such happy hours with anyone before, not even her father. As they approached the gate in front of Kate's home, Jesse stopped.
I'll say goodnight now, Kate.
Come in for dinner, please. Kate placed her hand on Jesse's arm. The day had been too wonderful for it to end, and being with Jesse was what had made it special. Jesse made not just the town, but the whole countryside come alive for Kate with her stories of her family and the other settlers. And even more, she'd made Kate feel as if no question was too foolish to answer. It's the least I can do after you walked all this way. Jesse looked away, uncomfortable.
No, thank you. I've got to check on the stock anyhow. You go on in.
Kate tried not to show her disappointment as she squeezed Jesse's forearm briefly. I had a wonderful time, Jesse. Thank you. Jesse smiled, her eyes meeting Kate's.
No need to thank me for something I enjoyed more than anything I can recall in a long time.
Reluctantly, Kate made her way to the porch, but she stood for long minutes leaning on the railing, watching Jesse's retreating form blend into the night.